1 Samuel chapter 16 in verse 1. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons." Father, we thank you for always bringing provision for everything that you need. We thank you for the power of the anointing that you're extending to what you need. We thank you for the ability that you give us to do what we cannot do without you. Spirit of the living God, have your way in Birmingham, Alabama, and wrap all the way around this world. Father, we bless now that which you have anointed, and we dare not curse it. For what you have blessed and you have anointed, we receive and we honor. Therefore, God, extend your territory by the anointing that you have placed upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go ahead and take your seats. My title for today, this is just part one, Anointed for There. Anointed for There. Anointed for There. Anointed for There. A lot of people, before I read the rest of that, a lot of people think they are anointed. Well, what have you done with that anointing? A lot of people think this that we do is easy. It's only a certain level of ease when you're anointed to do it, which means you're empowered by God to do it. A lot of people think that growing a church is easy. It's easier when you're anointed to do it than just finding a building, getting you a podium, and sitting a few seats out. Some people have learned that that's not that easy. It's not easy at all. Just coming on Facebook and saying that you're on doesn't mean that you're going to have viewers. There has to be a certain empowerment that when you open up your mouth, it attracts people to you because of what God has placed on you. So it's not something that just happens, because you can put the last of your resources into something you're not anointed to do, which means you're going to lose those resources. So you have to make sure you understand what the anointing is. So I'm going to walk you through a few things to help you to better understand what the anointing is. It is an empowerment. I wouldn't be here without it. There's no way we could have this debt-free building without it. No way I could be married. No way I could be a father. Sure ain't no way I could pastor people, because people, I ain't going to call you crazy right now, but people get kind of off. Unless you're under the anointing, you can't deal with people. It has to be an anointing on you to deal with people. It has to be an anointing on you to deal with all the conflict that goes along with people. People want the churches to grow. Well, if you can't handle the conflict with five, how are you going to handle the conflict with thousands? Because wherever people are, there is conflict. And if you don't have an anointing, you can't handle the conflict. Verse 14, 1 Samuel 16, verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. I'll talk about that. And a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said to him, "Surely a distressing spirit from God is troubling you. Let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is skillful, who is a skillful player of the harp. And it shall be that he will play it with his hand when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you will be well." So Saul said to his servant, "Provide me now a man who can play well and bring him to me." Then one of the servants answered and said, look, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skilled in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person. And the Lord is with him. Say, the Lord is with him. Verse 19, therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me your son David, who is with the sheep. Somebody say, with the sheep. Verse 20, and Jesse took a donkey filled with bread, or loaded with bread, and listen to this, a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them by his son David to Saul. So Saul came, or David came to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Verse 22. Then Saul sent to Jesse, saying, please let David stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight. Somebody say, favor in my sight. Verse 23. And so it was, whenever the Spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would play a harp and, listen to that, take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him. Now, let me walk you through this, and I really don't need notes, but I put notes in place to kind of stay on track. And you have to understand these things, that the anointing is not as productive as or plentiful as you think. One thing I wrote that they won't have this on the screen, if they can type it up real fast, you can get it. Continued mismanagement of the anointing will result in a loss of the anointing. Continued mismanagement of the anointing will result in the loss of the anointing. Continued mismanagement. So if the anointing is mismanaged, it will be lost. It can't stay. It won't stay. It's not put on by man. You only see the secondary effect when you see people smear oil on people. Well, they're only smearing oil on people that God has already smeared. Okay? They're only doing something outwardly that God has already done inwardly. That's what's happening. So when the anointing is mismanaged, so I have 25 years of service, okay, 25 years. I am pretty sure the people who are not anointed who have said, I have no anointing. But as far as I can see, I met the budget in the shift conference, so that anointing does that. Okay? That's what the anointing does, okay? So that anointing brings in what you need to do, what you do, so you don't look bad in front of your enemies. And you glorify God with it. So mismanagement of the anointing is like mismanaging money. If I mismanage money, you would be sitting in the dark this morning. If I mismanage money, Lady Davis wouldn't be looking as cute as she's looking right now. So the mismanagement of the anointing will cause you to suffer loss. So when you're engaging in conversations with people who are bitter, because they can't feel any anointing when they're bitter. There's no way to feel the anointing. I don't care how strong the anointing is. You can't feel the anointing when you're bitter. So when you're listening to somebody who is bitter and they're trying to gauge the level of anointing on a person's life, they're doing a terrible job at it, because you cannot judge the level of anointing and be in bitterness at the same time. So the mismanagement of the anointing, and that's why David cried out. He had seen Saul lose it. And he cries out to God when he's in his error, don't let your Holy Spirit depart from me. All this stuff that you have helped me and supported me and gave me the anointing of wisdom to get done. If your Holy Spirit, your anointing leaves me, everything is going to collapse on me. Most people limit the anointing to playing, to preaching, to teaching, but the anointing is much more than that. Because when you're sitting at an executive table talking about things that you haven't been in school to talk about, and you're making the right decisions because the anointing comes on you, to sit there with seasoned businessmen and you're just a country boy. The anointing helps in those areas. You lose the anointing, you're going to sign a bad contract. So Saul mismanaged the anointing and lost it. And I'm not just, see, a lot of people look at your fleshly weaknesses to determine your anointing. Now, God looks at the insufficiency of your heart to determine the anointing. David's heart was right, so he maintained the anointing. I'm sorry, God, I done that. Oh, Lord, help me. I don't want to go down that road no more. And the Spirit of God remained with him. Saul's a totally different beast. The word of the Lord comes to Saul through Samuel. He knows exactly what God has said from a credible prophet. And he does otherwise, and he loses the anointing. If you know I'm credible, you need to do what I'm preaching. All right. So, I like to read and like to see how they respond to different things. When you're reading about it, don't just rush through. Look at the response of everybody who's in that particular story, because everybody's important. Jesse's important. David's important. Saul's important. Samuel is important. Now, we don't believe people like Samuel, we don't believe that they exist anymore, because you got all this false stuff going on. You can call it, I don't know if it's it, what number, 900 numbers, what kind of number. You can get you a word. You just drive to the gas station, and while you're pumping gas, you can get a word. Let me tell you, if you don't hear something you want to hear, you can go to the parking lot and they will load you up with stuff. And it won't be bread, it won't be a skin of wine either. So there's so much falsehood that has entered in, so it alienates us from the anointing. Those women who were at the men and women who were at the ship conference, everybody that got up had the anointing on them. That's why it was so effective. I will never bring somebody and hand my mic over to them and they don't have an anointing on their lives. The anointing destroys yokes. So if they're talented, all they're going to do is arouse you. But if they're anointed, something's going to change in your life. You understand what I'm saying? So when we go over to women that are loose, everybody you saw had an anointing on their lives. Everybody you heard from. So I mentor like that. If you want to help people, you get people who are anointed. Not people who are just gifted. Not people who can talk well. Not people who have enough education. You find anointed people. Because if you don't have the anointed, I don't care how smart they are, it is not going to destroy that yoke that's taking you down that road for the third generation. Saul's got an issue. He is no longer, he used up his time and mismanaged his opportunity. Let me stay right there. You have a time frame for obedience. No disrespect to anybody, but we on my watch. No, you're not on your watch. You on God's watch. I'll do it whenever I get ready. No, you won't. You may attempt to do it and you won't be successful. There are windows of opportunity. So he has a time frame. That's why you have to stay ready. Get rid of foo-foo. Get foo-foo out of your life because it's time. Foo-foo means whatever ain't supposed to be in your ear, get them out of your ear. this ain't no time for you to be messing around, because the anointing is being poured out and you don't need crazy folks around you. You don't need to be spending a lot of time with crazy people who don't understand seasons. I could have used another terminology, Ray Ray instead of Foo Foo. And the problem with most people who are not accustomed to the anointing, they think they have all day. When God is saying you only have a moment. So because of Saul's mismanagement, David gets anointed for there. Because of Saul's mismanagement, David gets anointed for there. David is not there. David is taking care of sheep. David gets anointed for there. That's why you got to make sure you don't have an attitude when you know you're anointed, but you're not being used yet. You got people who want to be used and don't have an anointing, and you got people who are frustrated that God has a certain anointing on, but they don't understand. Before you go there, you got to be faithful here. Jesus gets baptized by John and the Holy Spirit comes on him like a dove. The anointing comes on him and then he goes into the wilderness, Matthew chapter 4, to test the anointing on him. You may have the anointing, but has it been tested by pressure? Have you been confronted by the devil? Because when you say you're anointed, you get confronted by the devil. So all of you who think you're anointed and you have not been confronted by the devil, you need to check your anointing. We already know that the anointing goes through a process. So David is anointed for there and then goes back and takes care of sheep. He's good at music, but he's taking care of sheep. Just because you're good at it doesn't mean you're ready yet. There has to be somebody, there has to be a problem that opens up a door. That's why you got to monitor problems. Not talk about the problems, but monitor the problems that you're anointed to fix. A lot of people say, I'm anointed. Well, show me the list of problems that you solved. You're not anointed to sit at home and read your Bible. If you say you're anointed in your prayer closet, you're the only one that's witnessing that. Nothing's credible without witnesses. So we're talking about this thing called the anointing. And if you think you're going to be success off of what the anointing triggered in your mind while you were listening to me, and you think you don't need the anointing to keep your mind and keep you from all the people that's going to hate on you because now you have an idea that's going to bring you some level of success, and now you think you're going to walk away from me and miss Sundays and miss Wednesdays because I got to give you more anointing to keep you, and if you don't have more anointing to keep you, it ain't going to be those people out on the street that turn on you. It's going to be those in your clique that turns on you. Are you gonna face the devil? Don't rush it. Don't try to get out there. You're gonna face the devil. Don't think you know because you've been in church, because you don't know. Okay. See, the problem is, people think they know, and only people who think they know is people who are gifted. Because some of us that didn't have a whole lot of gifting, we knew better. So when God started raising us up, we knew it had to be the Lord on our side. Because I couldn't play, I couldn't preach, I couldn't teach, I couldn't. Everything was couldn't. But all of a sudden, I did. So I know where to give my credit to. I don't give, he arrogant because he's bold. I'm bold because I'm anointed. I'm not bold because I can preach well, because I started out and could not preach well. The anointing will leave one person or place and rest on another person or place. The anointing will leave one person or place. He'll leave a place as well as leaving a person. When God gets ready to do something behind the disobedience, he'll go and rest somewhere else. That's why refresh you got to understand something. We ain't church like where you came from. We anointed, been anointed for a long time. What we do, it matters because we anointed. If we lose our existence, there'll be a large hole in Birmingham. Y'all just up on yourself. No, the anointing makes us humble to keep serving you, to teach you how to serve. So we come with great music. We come with great preaching and teaching to teach you that when you get good at it, bow lower, don't stand up higher. God doesn't mind taking from one place and putting it on another place. We didn't say they lost their position. Saul didn't lose his position, but he lost his peace. Just because you didn't lose the position doesn't mean you don't lose your peace. The Bible said a distressing spirit, that's the only way they could articulate it. A distressing spirit from the Lord. Whenever this starts stressing me, I need to do something else. Because this don't stress me. I look forward to this. I'm up at 5 o'clock on Sunday morning because I am so excited to come do what I do. And I know the devil shows up every time the congregation shows up, maybe 5 or 6 devils. It don't matter. I still enjoy what I'm doing because I'm anointed to do it. And I have the ability to prosper in spite of the famine. So I don't need your amen and the clap of your hand. I'm still going to do my job because I'm anointed to do it. I'm anointed to do it. I'm anointed to do it. This is an anointed house. Ain't nothing the devil can do to stop the anointing and the power of God that flows through this house. Ain't nothing the devil can do. No. Because God has already rested in this place. And he's already resting on my life. He is not visiting me. He's on the inside of me. He's not visiting refresh. He's in refresh. All right. The anointing will come before the change in the position. Anointing comes before the change in the position. We want the position before the anointing. And what the position will do is crush us without the anointing. And you think you can handle it because you think like a man. You have bad evaluations of something you never done. How do you become the armor bearer of somebody that's going to try to kill you? You got to be anointed to serve somebody that's trying to kill you. You want to know why I know you're not anointed? Because you're talking about somebody that loves you. You can't be anointed if you are criticizing what loves you. If you ever got with somebody that really was like a Saul, that really wanted to take you out, do you have enough anointing that even if you touch and cut a part of the end of his garment, you'd be in a corner crying? That says that's what was on David. Anything he saw that would kill the credibility of a man that used to be anointed, he started weeping. You mean you had a full conversation about the senior leader? So the anointing comes because all you do in an affirmation or ordination is you affirm what's already happening. But see, people think if you give me a title, the anointing is going to come on me. No, you're going to make that title look real bad. You're going to make that title look really weak. And titles that God orchestrated in his word are looking weak because somebody got in that seat that doesn't have the anointing. Because when you have the anointing makes the seat look better. You want to improve the quality of the seat, get somebody anointed to sit in the seat. So we've thrown out the anointing and settled for giftedness. And then we expect the kingdom to function on a high level. It only functions on a high level when the anointing is there. You want to know why they took advantage of you and didn't come back and apologize? It's because they're not anointed. Because if they were anointed and they violated you, the Holy Spirit would get on them when they get in that private time. They're driving home. And the Holy Spirit said, you know you shouldn't have done them like that. You know you shouldn't have said that like that. Because it's the anointing. It starts to convict you for your mistreatment of that belongs to God. I can tell when people are not anointed because they don't care. I just don't care because you ain't got no anointing. And you're not afraid to lose the anointing. And you're going to keep acting like that because you don't have an anointing to lose. You see, in a place like this, when you conduct yourself like you don't have an anointing, you lose your credibility physically. People say, well, Lord gonna raise me up in this church. Not as long as I'm the pastor when you acting like that. I ain't just the pastor, I'm the CEO of this place. I'm the president. You ain't going another further with that bad attitude. That ain't happening up in here. What the Lord told me in prayer. I don't know what Lord you talking to in prayer. And I'm not just saying that, but you have to show people order because you got these bootleg prophets and bootleg prayer warriors and bootleg this and bootleg that. Ain't got no credibility. Hadn't been proven at all. Hadn't gone through any process. Nobody signed off on anything for the... Oh, I'm not trying to get that. Okay. Years ago, Years ago, I was, we had just moved into this building. And somebody came up to me. I was out somewhere. Somebody came up to me and said, so-and-so, your right-hand man told me this. I said, my right-hand man? I could not figure out what they were talking about. I could not figure out who they were. They were saying, my right hand man. Who am I right hand? Who do I trust enough to feed me? Who do I trust to take a fork, cut my chicken, and put it in my mouth? Because that's what my right hand does. Who do I trust with my personal secrets? Who do I trust around my family like that? Who would I give a key to my house to? Because if I'm an anointed man, I got to have an anointed right hand. Until I find a right hand that's anointed, I'll just keep my hand to myself. Because to be my right hand, you got to go through the dips and the turns and the inconveniences. And I'm not going to be up all night and you be asleep. how in the world you gonna rest and I'm up and you say you're my right hand? My right hand has never stayed in the bed when I went upstairs to pray. The first anointing may be experienced in private. They went to Jesse's house. This is not public. They went to Jesse's house. When they got to Jesse's house, Jesse had 8 sons. The oil didn't flow until the 8th son came in the room. It was amongst the family that they first experienced the anointing. If there is no prayer group in your house, no kind of interaction spiritually, there is no word from the Lord coming into the confines. Let me just digress. The worst place of deception is in a closed house with no authenticity of man's God. Samuel was a representation of God in Jesse's house. So you could very well say, God came to Jesse's house, the Bethlehemite, looking for his next king. Because you can't get an anointing until God comes to your house. If you don't have anybody anointed, how can you be anointed? Jesse wasn't running around there rubbing oil on his boys. In fact, Jesse left the one that God wanted out taking sheep. So Jesse didn't have wisdom in his own house of who the next king would be. Most of the time when you're the one, you're in secret, baby. You're out there working while everybody's trying to figure out if the crown is going to fit on their head. You're out there serving because you know what your daddy can't do, you need to do. And so you're out there serving and nobody recognizes you because you don't have on a robe. Let me help you. Until you get the attention of the anointing God sent, stop worrying about the anointing being on your life. Because God has to send somebody. Self-proclaim, I believe, is many times demonized. Oh, excuse me. So, they in Jesse's house. Eliab walks by. All these just walking by. The older ones look like kings. Man looks at the outward appearance. God judges the heart. We spend too much time trying to look like what God wants instead of be what God wants. And you got to be careful when you're handling people. Because you don't know which one is God's. Especially in settings like this. I'm not being arrogant, but I told him, you better watch how you treat me. You don't know where I'm going. And some people have the audacity to handle you like they the boss. They only rule in church, but we come from the kingdom. So don't feel bad because somebody didn't know how to handle you with your anointed self. Don't feel bad because they didn't recognize you when you were walking in. When I walked into those 20,000 people, they knew who I was. I didn't announce my name and I didn't go to the platform, but they sensed there was an anointing on my life, and I didn't have to walk like so and so, I almost said a name, in order for them to recognize me with my suit on or with my casual on. They knew I was royalty when I walked in the room. I came to tell you, when God's anointing is on you, what comes on you in private, people recognize, hey Saul, there's a boy down there in Jesse's house that can help you with your issue. When you really got it, they'll start saying, hey, there's a guy down there in Birmingham in Apostle Davis's church. There's a woman down there in Birmingham in Apostle Davis's church. I'm not sure of the name. Some about refresh. There's somebody. Let me help y'all. Let me help y'all. An individual who's going to preach here next month. We were on the phone. He said, I want my son to meet Sasha because my son is a drummer. The drummer that played during the whole Woman Thou Art Loose. He said, that's my son. I need him to meet Sasha because I see something in Sasha. I sense something off of Sasha. I need Sasha to get into this arena. I sense the anointing on her doing something she may not really enjoy doing all the time, but when she beats, we sense something on her and we need to take her and expose her. Whenever you try to expose yourself, promote yourself, you waste your time, your energy, and your resources. Say, brings his son off the elevated stage down to meet Sasha and said, Sasha needs to go to some of the recordings and some of the things that he's doing. Are you half doing your job around here? You can't be doing that. If you're anointed, people are looking for you. You can't be looking all down and out like that. It's not just anointed on the drum. We got some of these ladies' hair look really good. So somebody's anointed as a hairstylist. Get yourself together. You might be doing hair for major celebrities. Oh, that's what your problem is. You don't know who you're with, do you? You don't know how anointed this man is. You don't know what kind of access I have, do you? If I was you, I'd be sharpening my skills. I'd be up in my prayer time. I'd be taking classes. I'd be getting myself together because I made up my mind I'm not going to get left. If there's a moment that God's going to show up, if there's a moment that God's going to come to my house, because Samuel came to their house, and you don't underestimate anybody that gets on this platform, because everybody I bring in is a major force in the kingdom of God, and you never know what they're going to say, because what they say will release you into your destiny. Why are you faking your stuff and y'all your family members falling out when you laying hands on them, but nothing happens outside of that? Let me talk to that. I don't need nobody to compliment with me with a favor of falling out. I like for them to stand up. That's why I ask them to sit down. I don't need you sliding down on the floor. I need to keep my hands on you for a while till I drive out every generational curse and authenticate the anointing that's on your life. So you say, it's just us. It's just us. It's just us. You know, the pandemic has come. Churches hadn't filled back up. That means more people are watching. That means more people are watching. I had this encounter. They said, there's so many people came by to get my phone number. They said, we've been watching. And they said, what impressed us? You didn't stay in a place and pretend. They said, when you came back to your place, we were impressed. You'd be surprised at what impresses people. Because some of y'all want to fake it to make it. I'm authentic, I'm a real, and I can do this thing because I'm anointed to do it. And they said, that's why we're attracted to you. You don't want to have to do anything in this season. You don't want to have an attitude that we can still smell once you get through the doors. Not in this season. You don't want to be dragging when you ought to be sprinting in this season. Because when the anointing came on Elijah, he outran the chariots. There's an acceleration that's hitting. One man stopped me and said, I don't know who you are, but within the next 6 months, there's going to be so much blessing and increase and overflow in these next 6 months that's coming into your life. And if you're not afraid of the anointing on my life, whatever overflows is coming into your life, coming into your business, coming into your household, coming. I gotta go. Look, you will relieve someone with the anointing before you rule with the anointing. Before my spiritual father died, I used my anointing to relieve him. I had no plans of ruling because I felt like I had my own. I used the anointing, the gifting on my life to make his worst days easier. I wasn't trying to promote my own. In fact, I said, here it is. I'm going to prop mine under you to hold you up. I'm going to take my stuff, prop it under your stuff so that your stuff will hold up. Even though your stuff is going through hell and it may fall, I'm going to prop my stuff under your stuff because I'm going to make it easier for you. I'm not going to make life complicated for you because I already know life is complicated already. When you really anoint it, when you see an area that's complicated, you take your anointing and go say, I'm good at this. I may not be good at that, but I'm good at this. I'm going to make sure you don't ever have to look around to try to find out if this part of the furniture is holding up. If everything else is falling, I'm going to have my anointing right there. If I'm the only leg still standing, this is one leg you ain't going to have to worry about because I'm anointed to hold things up. How do you know you can handle the rough times and you have never held up under rough times? How do you know that you can maintain your composure and you've never been under fire? It was only when the Hebrew boys were in the fire that they knew that Jesus shows up in the fire. So I said, God, even though the building is collapsing, you have a way of sustaining me under a building that collapsed. You run around here saying your giftings, your anointing is threatened. And you're saying that you're not being used. When anything starts leaning, you get under it. You don't run from it. The proof of your authenticity. You don't remove yourself. You find it. You ain't got to get no appointment. Whatever you see a vacancy, fill it if you got the anointing for it. Wherever you see a gap, if you got the anointing for it, fill that gap. That's what the anointing does. That's why I'm anointed. You gifted. You gifted. You gifted. Oh, that ain't number gifted. Because if it was the anointing, you would look better than that on your worst day. You want to know why we don't look like what we go through? Because we anointed. You think it's all perfect? No, it's never perfect. But we serve a perfect God. We're anointed by a perfect God that doesn't know how to back away from us. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Which means his anointing is present every single day. Let me help some of you. Let me help you. Somebody said, well, I walked away. But you anointed enough to come back. It takes an anointing to come back. Because you got to be anointed with humility to say, I made a mistake. I had bad judgment, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm back with my anointing. I'm back clapping. I'm back supporting. I'm back undergirding. I'm back now. And since I'm back, you're going to feel me when I come in the house. I'm going to bring energy into the house. Because I'm back, what I subtracted, I am now going to multiply. I gotta go. Some of these freaking counterfeit anointings is about to be exposed. I said it like I meant it. Some of these freaking pretending anointings about to be exposed. And I believe they're already being exposed. You may bow under pressure, but you don't fold under pressure. When the anointing is on you, yeah, you may bring and put my knees, but I'm coming back up again. Because when the anointing on you, you have the ability to recover. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing. I feel the strength of God flowing through this place. If you had an anointing, you'd be drawn to what I'm doing. That's a sign that you don't have it. You got a religion. But when you get the anointing, you are drawn to the anointing. Somebody say, yeah. We about to bust this city wide open. Somebody say, yeah. We about to flip some tables on this highway, on I-59, on 459, on I-20. We about to flip some tables. Somebody say, yeah. About to show you what the anointing is. We about to show you what power is. What you mean you can't get up? Yes, you can get up. Yes, you can do it. You are anointed to do it. You better keep on walking. You are anointed. Look at your neighbor, tell him God didn't waste his anointing on me. I may have looked bad for a moment, but I'm anointed to come back. I may have made a few mistakes, but I'm anointed to be up in here. I'm anointed to walk with refresh. I am the one. I'm anointed to recover. I am anointed. David was a covenant. He was anointed. That's why the Lord told him, go pursue that truth and recover all. When you're anointed, you don't let the devil keep your stuff. When you're anointed, you don't let the devil steal your peace. When you're anointed, you're not going to let the devil have your family. You are anointed. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to all those who are anointed back there, he said, come up hither. You are anointed for higher things. You are anointed for more influential things. You are anointed with more authority. Somebody shout, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
I can't hear you. Shout, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
What keeps him going? I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
What calls him to keep coming back? I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
What calls him to love his enemy? I'm anointed, baby. I am anointed.
Yeah, I'm anointed.
I know COVID is out there, but slap somebody on the shoulder. Tell them I am anointed.
I'm anointed. Oh, yes, I am.
Without the anointing, I wouldn't be here. Without the anointed, I would have committed suicide. Without the anointed, I would have gave up on God altogether. Without the anointed, I wouldn't be married. Without the anointed, I'd be sitting there with a gun to my head. But since I am anointed,
yes, I'm anointed. I'm anointed, I'm anointed.
Listen. They're trying to stop you right here. They don't know you were anointed back there. You didn't even know them and they didn't know you when the anointing came on your life. So if you were anointed back there and they try to stop you right here, they're fighting a losing battle. If you want to stop Refresh, it's too late. If you think you can stir up confusion to stop this anointing, you're about to get rolled over by the glory of the Lord. You know you can say enough negative word. Now let every word that you spoke against this house come on your own house. Somebody shout, we are anointed.
We are anointed. We are anointed.
Take you 30 seconds and praise your God.
We are anointed.
Give me a little bit more in the house. Hallelujah, we ain't done yet. Y'all better understand that the residue of God's presence has got into your clothes. Now let it get into your heart. Praise Him. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because I'm anointed, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Somebody, you better shout.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.